Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Manual Mode with Mariah Sautel. Please excuse the dog walking around in the background, despite us walking 4 miles before this podcast. As soon as I sat down and plugged in my microphone, he jumped up and brought me a toy. So we're just gonna roll with it, because this is the only time I have to record. So, giving you a peek behind the curtain into things over here at my headquarters, which is just chaos and dogs chasing their tails most of the time. Oh, and now he's sneezing. Well, we're just gonna keep rolling with it. So today we're not talking about dogs, we're talking about portfolio websites, why they matter, how to make them effective, and how to check yours to make sure you're setting yourself up to get the jobs that you truly want. But before we go deeper into how you can audit and check your website, I want to touch on the importance of having a professional website and not just an image gallery. So whether you have clients finding you on LinkedIn or Pinterest, every channel you have in motion online is likely leading back to your website. It's the place on the web where you have the most control over how your brand as a creative is presented. And it's the most important marketing tool to put your time into refining because of this. So here are 4 important things to know about the role of your website in your creative business. So 1 is that a strategic professional website gives you a place to take potential customers on a trust-building journey. It's more than just showing your work. It's really building up that full know-like trust situation that potential clients are looking for to turn them from someone who's interested into someone who's really a qualified lead to work with you. And a professional website can contribute to all of that. If all we have is a gallery of images that we haven't really put a lot of thought into, it doesn't do much to build up rapport and trust with someone. So we need to be thinking about how we can put content together to accomplish that goal. So 2 is that when your website is designed to take your customer through that entire journey, it can literally close the sale for you, which saves you time and wins you more clients. People don't usually come to our websites ready to buy, but by taking them through a very carefully thought out journey that educates them on our services and speaks to their needs, we have a higher chance of converting them to a client by the end of their time on the website, or at least getting them to book a call when they're more well-conditioned to sign a contract or want to work with us. You're a lot more likely to get an inquiry email when someone is one step away from buying when you've already educated them on your services and helped them to learn to like you, which saves you time in the sales process. So 3 is that a website is a way of taking up space in real estate that you own and solidifying your identity. We do not own LinkedIn. We do not own Pinterest. We definitely don't own Instagram. So it's nice to really build real estate that you can own. And also, people will take a break from Instagram, but they don't take a break from websites and email. So it's just a really safe way to build up your presence online. There's no algorithm to fight, like aside from SEO, but that it's not really a fight in the way that the algorithm is a fight. And having a professional, well-developed online presence really puts you a step above anyone in your industry who only lives on social media. So 4 is that your website helps you to appear in search results for your industry. You can use keywords related to your industry and your copy to help boost SEO. You can title your images. Google indexes our sites and it knows if you have a site that is complete with content that is worth giving to the users or not. So the more effort that you put into making your site valuable to your ideal client, the more Google is going to pick up on that. So it helps us to really get in front of our ideal clients in a way that can be really effective, and it's not as complicated as you might think trying to build up SEO. So before we get into checking our portfolios, I want to go way back to the root of you and your goals. So stop this for a second and maybe answer these questions. What is your dream project? What is the thing that you, above anything else, want to be working on? Now, with that in mind, who is your ideal client? Who is the person that you need to be in contact with to get those goals? And lastly, what is your unique value as a photographer? What do you bring to the table that is kind of your secret sauce that helps you to stand out? If you don't know what that is, take some time to really think about it. If you're brand new to this, you might not know, and it might be something that you have to spend a little more time working through until you can find that, but you might at least have a little inkling of what it might be. But it's important to know that to be able to evaluate your presence online. You need to know what you're looking for. Is your secret sauce gonna show through to your ideal client? So those things, the clients that you're trying to get and the secret side of you and your work that you're trying to show, those are the points that you want to audit your site against to make sure that you're showing your value to your most ideal client and moving yourself closer towards your career goals. For example, if you're wanting to lean towards shooting for restaurants, make it clear through the content on your website that that's what you're really good at. Show your restaurant work front and center, have links to a page with only your restaurant content, and really work on SEO keywords that have to do with restaurant photography in your area. Make it very clear that that is your area of expertise. So with that in mind, here are five things that I want you to audit your website for. So the first is strategic positioning, defining yourself as a leader in your niche or sphere of influence. So how do we strategically position ourselves online? A lot of it is done through copy and your portfolio imagery. Does your website content position you as an expert on the topic and help you stand out from your competition? Even more important, does your website look authoritative and helpful in the eyes of your ideal client? If someone glances at it and it looks disorganized and doesn't look like someone with a creative eye put it together, that's not really going to make sense to the person who's coming to find someone who's a creative professional. So look at your copy, starting with the homepage, and carefully examine each paragraph to make sure that you're positioning yourself effectively. And do the same thing with the layout of the site. Does it look professional? Does it make you look authoritative? Everything on your website should support the idea that you are an expert in your field. So take a scan through your site, just page by page, paragraph by paragraph, and try to look at it objectively and see if it looks like something that if you're a marketing director or a creative director, someone high up in the food chain somewhere, is this the person that you're going to trust with the brand that you are supposed to be caring for and positioning out in the world? Like, is this a creative that you can trust to do the job based on what you see on their website? So strategic positioning, that's what we want to be looking for. So the second thing that we want to be looking for on our websites is proof of expertise. So backing up what we say with examples of work and client testimonials. Is it clear that you know what you're talking about? Is your best work easy to find? Do you have examples of your process on the site with case studies? Ask past clients for testimonials about working with you and feature them everywhere. Ask them to tell a little bit of a story in the testimonial, like where were they before you helped them? What was the process like of working with you? How has the end result of the work helped their business? People like stories, they learn through stories. So use storytelling as much as possible when proving your expertise on the website. You can also accomplish this with thorough website case studies. So instead of just showing a gallery of your work, show a gallery of a project and include a paragraph about that project. Talk about what the ask was, what the creative problem was, and how you solved it, and what the things were that you did in the process to get the outcome that you've eventually got. Talk through like the thought behind the case study and really show that you know what you're doing through the way that you talk about your work. So the third component is personality. building the know, like, trust factor and forming connections by introducing yourself as a relatable human and not just a salesperson. Is there a picture of you on your website? There should be. There should be a picture of you on your about page. There should be a brief introduction to you on your homepage, and your about page should tell your story and help people get to know you better. The about page is the second most visited page on your website, so make the most of it. People want to work with people that they know that they like. So the fourth thing is service clarity, defining what you offer, what the value is, and what the process looks like. Are your service packages easy to find and clearly explained? Is it clear what kind of a photographer you are? Do you use bullet lists to make concepts easy to grasp? Also, do you only talk about the features or do you talk about the benefits of what you do too? Features are the tangible bits of your services, but benefits are like the feelings and emotions and the things that result from working with you, from giving your client quality creative work. These are perfect things to include in your sales copy, so really narrow down what those outcomes are of the work that you do. Make sure it's super clear just what you do and what the value is and what you do on your website. A lot of photographers don't talk about their services on their websites, which maybe works if you have an agent, but if you don't, make sure you're talking about services. So the last thing is invitations. We want to give the user a chance to contact, buy, or stay in touch via your mailing list. Is your contact information easy to find? Do you have a clearly labeled contact page? Do you have a way for someone to get on your email list if they aren't quite ready to buy yet? Make sure it's very easy for someone to contact you on the website, no matter what page of the site they're on. So look at your website, evaluate it for those five things. Again, we're looking for strategic positioning, proof of expertise, personality, service clarity, and invitations. So after we've done all of that, we really want to look closer at our portfolios. Look at the actual work that you're showing on the website. So think back to what we talked about who your ideal client is and what the goal project is that you're working towards. Are the things that you show on your website things that are going to get you to that higher paying shoot, to that dream project? So here are my top tips to consider based on my experience talking with creative directors and having my portfolio reviewed in the past in several different creative industries. So one is that you should show your creative problem-solving skills. This is why I'm such a fan of using case studies to show more of your process and talk through the goals of a project, but also show images that are more complex and that you probably had to problem-solve to create. Show your leadership and team player abilities. Show a project that you had to work on with a team. Talk through who was on the team and what their roles were and what your role was in relation to that team. Show sets of images that tell a story. Show a dynamic range of lighting mastery. Show that you can use all sorts of different kinds of lighting styles and that you really can control light. Show use of color in interesting ways. Use different color schemes. Make something memorable with color. And use color really to wow the viewer. Have crisp and clear movement shots and motion items, such as GIFs and cinemagraphs. Creative directors are really looking for motion. I don't love it, but it's just a fact. So make sure that you have that in your portfolio, especially if you want to be repped. Show a range of angles. Don't just do overhead shots. Make sure you show a variety of camera positioning. Show your unique vision and your artistic style. That should come through with the work in your image galleries. And lastly, show a broader range of food, space, and lifestyle images. A lot of creative directors want to see that you can show food in a lifestyle setting and not just, you know, close-up pictures of food. So make sure it's very clear that you have the capabilities to capture space, to capture landscapes, to capture travel, to capture people. Have some really good headshots of chefs or different people working with food in your portfolio. Just show that you can be really well-rounded with your skills. So that's kind of my run through of why a website is important and what you can do to improve on the website that you already have. If you go to the show notes for the website or on my website, I do have a free download about website strategy. So if you want these things kind of laid out in a PDF, that might be a good thing, just to give you a little visual to kind of pull from as you're auditing your website. So that's it for this week. Thank you for bearing with me and my dog noise and my New York City noise. I appreciate it. Also, we're past 10 episodes, so yay for all that. Thank you for tuning in with me each week as I learn how to do this whole podcasting thing. I really appreciate it. I'll be back next week with a guest that I'm really excited about. So tune in then next week for that. And in the meantime, keep creating. Thank you.